Cap, Jay Hood.
Our new morning show.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You make the call.
So, if you missed it, you just dial it in. My wife has asked for the whole family to go see this Van Gogh, immersive Van Gogh exhibit.
Immersive, huh?
That's what they call it. The immersive Van Gogh exhibit.
Uh-huh.
And I said, in. She said, well, we'll have dinner with the kids and we'll go there. Or go to dinner after. Either way. In. She said, yeah, but I need one other thing from you. What's that? Here's my credit card. Go get it. No. I already got the tickets. I want your phone in my purse during the exhibit.
I love your 1970s type of out situation in your marriage. You give her the credit card. You guys sleep in separate beds too, like Lucy Ball and Ricky Ricardo?
No.
Come get my credit card, honey. Would you like for me to rub your feet too? Would you like that? Can I get you the evening paper? What the hell? Come get my credit card.
No, I gave it. I just said, here, buy the tickets, whatever you want. I'm in.
Did she have one of her own?
She does. I want you to give me your phone when we get there. Excuse me? I don't want you checking scores, going on Twitter. I said, I'm not going to go on Twitter during this. But I like to check the scores. You don't need to check the scores. We're going to be with the kids at Van Gogh. I'm like, how does my checking the scores, I'm not going to be streaming a game on a big screen, how does that affect your enjoyment?
You won't be doing it on a big screen, but you would do it on your phone.
No, I'm not going to stream a game while I'm walking through Van Gogh. I'm not that much of a caveman.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Just to be able to get a glimpse of that, you will do it. If you could, you would. But that's because that's why she knows you. She doesn't want you to do any of that because you will have the penchant to do that. Let me just take a peek. 1-1, low 2-1. That's all I needed.
Right. It's literally like a crack addict just getting a little hit.
That's ridiculous.
That's what it's like.
All right.
Let's see. Mark's in Elmhurst. Hey, Mark, what's going on there, buddy?
Hi, Cupcake.
What's up, Cookie?
I was at the Van Gogh exhibit, whatever it's called, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was all in. My wife bought tickets. My daughter came in from out of town. My son, they're grown. Nice family day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and enjoy it. I went. You sit on the floor, and about halfway through.
What do you mean you sit on the floor? What does that mean?
You sit on the floor in a lit-up circle, spaced-out circles, whether that's for COVID or not. But we were sitting on the floor because it's floor to ceiling.
Oh, God.
The yes, it's actually sort
of
neat.
That's just a bunch of paintings on the wall.
Oh,
no.
See?
It's projection floor to ceiling of his different art work.
Mm-hmm.
So my son, in between his napping, and the show is only 35 minutes. You could stay as long as you want. But I finally turned to him and I said, you know, if this was the immersive history of the Bulls' second three-peat, it would be much better. And he giggled, and my wife heard, and she looked at me and shook her head in disgust. And we continued on our immersive experience.
So, do you think I will enjoy it?
Absolutely not.
Appreciate the call, Mark.
There you go.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
Now, it's 35 minutes, but you know Mindy's going to want to stay a little longer.
Oh, I can promise you we're north of an hour.
Okay, so does that change the game for you a little bit, if you're part of the expression? Sitting on the floor.
I ain't sitting on no floor. My back. Oh, no.
Excuse me. Do you have a nice chair?
Sure. If you got a chair, I'd appreciate it if it had arms on it.
You want all the amenities, right?
Yeah.
Like also to have a nice wine. Can I see your wine collection?
Can I see your wine list, please? All right.
I want some wings.
We'll get back to these. Eric, David, Don, Joe, a bunch of you. 312-3.
With arms on it.
3776. Be right back.
You make the call. Men.
Harry.
It's Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Rolling on, Cap Jay Hood, 9 a.m. in the great city of Chicago. Enjoy your day. It's going to be a hot one out there. Like, I got up this morning, and I opened up the door. I'm like, whoa, it's chilly out there. And then I checked the forecast. It's going to be like 92 or 3 degrees today.
Tracy,
like, quick warm-up.
Tracy has been great. Tracy Butler from ABC7 has been great with the weather. We'll have some rain, I'm sure, at some point for those that have crops and have gardens and stuff. But so far, it's been a great June for me.
It's been awesome. Tracy is killing it. And she is tremendous.
And it's 7:02 in the Pacific as we get ready for the U.S. Open.
Oh, I can't wait.
as we have it on in here. You know, that this is not what I expected. I don't know about you, Jeff. This is not what I expected working mornings. Is that there's some times here where we get some live sports.
Yeah, baby.
We're not used to have. Usually that's, you know, middle of the day to the evening. We get some live sports where we're watching live. We're watching Mickelson right now.
Warm
get
up.
Ready. Yeah.
You know what? I need to buy a ticket on him. I bought every major. I bet Phil Mickelson. Except, of course, the last one that he won.
And soccer. We got Ukraine.
Second half of the Euros. Ukraine winning 2-0.
Over who?
Maryland.
Yeah, it's MKD.
Oh, I can see that.
North Macedonia.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a thriller.
What's your problem? All right, Mr. Sportsman, why don't you break it down? Tell me about why that's not a thriller. Break it down.
I have no idea who plays for North Macedonia.
You're just taking a sideswipe for no reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there's no reason. Now, I explain to you, say to the people here in the 9 o'clock hour that have just tuned in, about our You Make the Call.
Well, this kid from Macedonia is fat. What a save.
Would you just tell people about what's going on?
Make the call.
My wife came to me the other day and said, honey, I'm buying tickets
Harry.
For the family to go see the Van Gogh immersive exhibit.
Yes.
I said, great, I'm in. Do you need my credit card? Here you go. Let's do it. And she said, we're all good. I got the tickets already, but I need something else from you. What do you need? I want your phone in my purse during the exhibit. Excuse me?
And for you, that's fighting words.
Pretty much.
As if she asked for your balls in her purse.
Pretty much.
Your phone is your balls in this spot. Is it not?
And I said,
oh. Sylvie, would you rather hand over your balls or your phone to your wife, Cap?
Same. It's the same, is it not for
pretty
you?
Much.
That's my ball.
I said,
watch the zipper.
How does my check? She goes, you'll be on Twitter. I said, hon, I promise you, I won't go on Instagram, Twitter, none of it. I just want to be able to check a score here and there.
Would you rather have your balls in the purse or your phone in your purse? Waddle.
Abdallah!
Write it down. Take that.
So.
Take that.
That is the question.
And my response to that is that you can put your phone away because you've already had your bets down. Whatever mm-hmm. you're going to bet on, it's already taken care of. You don't need to continue to take a look at your phone. If it's an hour, you can survive that. You know why? Because of the malote. That's why.
Mitote.
Huh?
Mitote. Mitote.
Some yes. melted butter on there and a little spice.
Oh, so good. Oh, a little Chianti with fava beans. That'd be so good, man. Having all that. Absolutely. I mean, you can handle it, man. Just an hour. You said north of an hour, right?
I mean, knowing my wife, that's a two-hour experience.
Two.
These guys just said it was 45 minutes.
But then you could stay as long as you want examining the art.
Okay, so then you can
walk
out.
This is the guy who we drove to the – we were on a trip, and we showed up at the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up, and I was with my old girlfriend then. I was pre-Mindy.
Yes.
And we pulled up. She was so excited. We got to go see this. I looked at her for about 30 seconds. I went, I'm good.
Oh, jeez. Just wants to see balls and strikes. Now, why can't you just open your mind to other things? I just want to see the competition.
What? What would you feel comfortable like committing to? If Mindy asked you for 5 minutes, could you give her 5 minutes?
Yes. I would do anything for Mindy. She
except give up your phone for 45 minutes.
The best decision of my life was marrying her.
That's fine, but she wants you to do things too. You can't just be a softball goof. You got to be able to do more than that, man. I mean, it's just an hour. You already got your bets in. It's just a game. That's all.
It's going to be more.
What's
than
the highest number you would commit to, though? 5 minutes? 7? 8?
I would commit to
10? Would you give her 10? If she said phone away for 10?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay.
How about 20? How about 20?
We're pushing it.
See?
No. I could get, if she said, hon, we'll be out of there in an hour, all good.
I'll add on to this as well, as we've just come to find out from one of our listeners here. No seat. Cap's not going to deal with that. Wait a minute. There's no captain chair? I don't know.
Cap doesn't sit down anyway.
I stand the entire show.
I understand that, but in this spot, because you're going to be worn out by the pitchers, you just want to be able to take a rest.
He's going to be walking around that circle like a puppy.
Excuse me, do you have a concession stand? And is it keto friendly?
Do you have churros? Just something. This is boring. I'll have a hot dog just to make it interesting. Any beer? I'm not a beer guy, but I'll drink it. This sucks. That's a sunflower. It looks like a catcher's mitt to me.
David Roselle. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Hoodie Cap. So my wife and I did this a few months back for her birthday.
Yeah.
She saw this on the Emily in Paris Netflix show.
Yes.
So she's like, oh, that'd be cool if it ever came here. So when it did, you know, being the great husband I am, got tickets for it. It is 35 minutes and you sit on the floor, but they give you a padded seat if you pay the extra like $20 for your ticket. So we did that. And then you just go in the big room that it has. We found a spot on the wall, threw the seat underneath us, sat against the wall. So it's not a chair, but at least it was something in your back up against. And the great thing is they serve alcohol. So we had a nice glass of wine. You go 35 minutes, you sip on your wine, you watch the yard. It was actually pretty interesting. And then after 35 minutes, Cap, ask for your phone back, go on Instagram Live, show everyone all the cool pictures, because we know that's the first thing you're going to do.
Interesting. All right, so how long did you stay?
We did an hour. We did the first half, watched it, and then the second half, we kind of got touristy with it. We took our pictures, like, you know, from our seats and tried to prop ourselves so we can be in the background and, you know, had stuff that we could post on social media as well. So we did about an hour, and then we're like, let's go hit Small Cheval and get dinner.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds really good. Hey, man, thanks. Appreciate you.
This is one of the pictures I see here at the Van Gogh exhibit. So, Cap, what do you think? That guy looks like Burt Blylevin.
Why are That's there so many one. Pictures of Burt Blylevin? There's a lot of self-portraits from Van Gogh.
Does anyone here have any questions? Yes, sir. Did he paint Burt Blylevin?
This guy, how good was his 12-6 curveball?
One win short of 300.
Wow. This guy looks like Burt Blylevin with a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy
hat. Is this art? I'll take that.
You know, Cap, maybe you throw down an edible. You won't even remember your phone for a half an hour.
Edible? How about that?
Why aren't there any pictures of Kirby Puckett?
Well, there's a reason for that. No Chicagoans in there with one eye.
Let's go back to the phones.
That's why.
Nick in Round Lake. What's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Hoodie, you're killing it. Cap, I just wanted to tell you, this actually can work out good for you. And when I heard that you're going to be sitting on the floor, dude, you can meditate.
I could do that.
Yeah, but not without the phone.
Yeah, but I need the Headspace app. So that might make it tough. Hey, hon, can I have my phone back? I need to meditate in here. Not going to work. Nick, thanks, bud. 312-332-3776.
That guy looks like Arietta. Why is Arietta in here? One question. Does he still have enough of the tank, sir?
Sir, this is a Van Gogh.
It looks like an Arietta. Does he have a little bit more of the tank for us? Take that.
Wow. Joe and
goofy questions.
Bourbon A. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, boys? This whole thing with your phone, Cap, yeah. I don't think you're a bad person. I don't think you're disrespecting anybody. Plus, I'm guilty of pulling out my phone with people. But I've got to a point with some friends of mine that I've had to have, like, an intervention with, because it's impossible to have conversations with people, like, with a table at a dinner table. When one person comes out, it's like, oh, look what this guy said on Twitter, or look what this guy said here. I remember being with some people when they wanted to announce, like, a pregnancy, right? But they couldn't, because the whole time, this one girl was, like, sitting there the whole time updating us on everything on her phone. And it's not like your intention to do that, but it's like as soon as one pulls out their phone, they immediately just like are displaced from a conversation or anything going on. Do you get what I'm saying there?
Not really. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey!
Did you
even hear what he said?
Yeah, I did.
Well, he's just saying like, you know.
Pull out your phone, you're displaced from the conversation. I'm able to multitask.
Some can't, though.
I could stay engaged in the moment. Just give a quick little glance. Ooh, 2-1 in the sixth. It's a good ball game. That's one of the ugliest paintings I've ever seen.
That's a Van Gogh. What
that literally looks like something I'd paint in art class.
That's a Van Gogh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in for a treat. Show him the one of the chair, Hoodie. Show him the chair, Van Gogh's chair.
But this is the kind of interaction that Mindy's looking for. See, don't waste it all here. You're allowed to give your opinions. You're also allowed not to like something. But that's what she's looking for, a little give and take, Cap. It's not that hard.
There's a Van Gogh here. The Kaplans, would you like to take a look at this? Step right over here. This is the sunflower. It looks like it's dying.
Does anybody water that thing? Wow.
This doesn't look like the ivy at Wrigley. I need my phone! Wrigley! You could do better. You're better than that. You can handle it.
I'm actually not.
No, you're not?
I don't think so. Ed in Downers Grove. What's up, Ed?
You guys are killing me, the Blylevin thing. I pulled up a bunch of Van Goghs and I got them, and I'm like, I'm never going to get that out of my head.
It's Blylevin.
What a, Bert Blylevin. What a home run.
He got a great, you know what, tell you, Ed, he had a great 12-6 curveball, and he also was a great painter, I'll tell you.
I only wish Tom Brenneman had announced some of his games, Hoodie. Thank you.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I'm a man of faith.
Oh, my. Oh, he sure is. Anyway, so, Cap, I don't know if you're aware. You probably are. But Van Gogh cut off his own ear.
Yeah,
so
he had like a fight with Paul Gauguin. That was what led to it.
Paul Gauguin.
Gauguin, whatever.
Whatever, I know.
Give
me
credit,
but,
man. I'm trying.
Middle reliever. He doesn't know how to pronounce it.
It's unbelievable. You're an uncouth bastard. You can't come up with that? What is the matter with you?
I knew.
Gauguin! He played left for the Cub. Take that!
But at least Mindy's not asking you to cut off an appendage.
Thank goodness. Thanks,
later,
man.
Boys.
Appreciate you.
That phone is damn near an appendage on Cap.
312-332-3776.
How about this one? How about this one? There's a white man with a black afro. That's a Van Gogh picture as well. Who's he supposed to be?
Ivan Drago?
Is that who that is? Who is that, Meller? Who's this guy here with the black afro?
I believe that's a hat.
We will get to more of your calls. A lot of laughs we're having, and we'll even get to the NBA playoffs, all coming up next.
Look at that. He's got a fro.
It's a bad look.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. That's why I say man, shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
man, shot. Hold on a minute. I found it. It's called Sitting Duck by Michael Bedard. That thing is valuable, valuable, valuable.
To who? You?
People have paid big money for that. I think, you know what? I'm going to make a deal with Mindy. They're selling prints of it now. Like, very inexpensive. Prints. I can't afford the sculpture.
Any?
How about I'll give her the phone for the show if she buys me a print of the sitting duck that I missed out on with my first wife in 1991.
Are you going to tell her that story, though? I mean, you telling her your story about your... So this reminds you of your first wife.
Doesn't remind me of my first wife.
That's when you got it, though, during that time, that honeymoon.
You mean when I saw it?
Yes. You going to tell her that?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with my first... It just... That image, I think, is cool.
Look, I'm with you on the story. Can you sell her on the story?
Yes.
She's good with that.
Yes.
My first honeymoon, I saw this picture. It reminds me of that time. Well, it reminds you of your first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the follow-up.
Correct.
You good with that? Can you handle that?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's very comfortable with herself. Yeah. Picked her. I'm with her.
Is she comfortable with you? That's the problem.
I think.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
17-year anniversary next week.
I would just, that's fine, but I would just kind of like look at it from afar. I don't know if I'd want to bring that in the house.
That thing is cool.
No. Do you consider that art, Mellor? You see this, right? We retweeted it at Cap J Hood on social media. I want people to be able to see this. Is that art or not?
It wouldn't be my first choice, but listen, I have a wide definition of what art is, and so I'll give it to you. I might prefer something painted by Eric Bedard, but
yes,
it'll work.
Or something.
He was a good pitcher.
Or something that, I don't know, maybe an adult would like. I mean, really? Three ducks relaxing.
Well, look at the one. That's the one I really like. Just the single duck looking up at the bullet holes while he has a cocktail in his hands. Dude.
What does that remind you of?
Me.
Some bullet holes in your crib.
It definitely looks something more like something I would wear in a t-shirt as opposed to, you know, hang in my house. But hey.
I mean, this is really in the same genre of the dogs playing cards, isn't it?
It absolutely
it really is.
Is.
It's simple. It's three ducks. I can follow it. I like their floor.
Look at that one right there. The one duck. Sunglasses. Got his padded chair.
JR, can Twitch see that or am I too far over? Can Twitch see that?
Hold on.
Twitch.tv, ESPN 1000.
Yeah, they can see it. You might want to tilt it a little bit. There's a little glare there. But yeah, you can see the three ducks right there on Twitch.tv, ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is what my partner feels is art. This is art. Not Van Gogh and Bert Blyleven. No, not that. This. Three ducks is art.
He would rather go to an immersive experience of the things done by Michael Bedard than Van Gogh.
Yes, 100%.
Look, Mindy, quack, quack, quack. I like that.
I'm not even looking at my phone. I'm so mesmerized.
The 2-1 to Rizzo fouled away.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man, that picture is awesome.
All right, JR, it's time now for Shot or No Shot, as brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse. Don't even have to get out of your car. Register your account. JR.
10 o'clock, just can't get here fast enough.
Gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Cap, good morning.
Good morning.
Hood, how's it going?
Okay.
I know. We're almost there, bud. We're almost there.
We're almost 10 o'clock. I've been crawling this morning. Just crawling to 10.
Allen Robinson met the media yesterday, had this to say.
Well, you know, again, I mean, I don't have any updates or nothing like that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, that's out of my control. It's not what I can't control. So right now I'm just focusing on, again, the things that I can control, coming back, being the best player that I could be, trying to help this offense continue to improve. And that's the main focus for me right now. You know, it's just controlling what I can, helping myself to be better, will help this team be better, and obviously will help us from just an organization standpoint be better this year than we have been in the past couple of years.
Back to Brad Hicks.
What would your comfort level be playing out the final year of your contract? How would that sit with you?
I mean, again, that's not in my control if I don't, you know. So at the end of the day, obviously controlling what I can. I mean, with that being a possibility, then, I mean, that is what it is. You know, I'm comfortable with that. I mean, obviously that's a possibility. So, I mean, that's fine. It is what it is. You know, like I said before, my main focus right now is just continuing to be better, continue to get better.
Ah, the ever popular, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shot or no shot, the ship has sailed on a multi-year deal for A-Rob.
That's a no shot. I think that's still in the possibility for A-Rob, right? I really believe that. And once again, I tip my cap to A-Rob for not taking the bait, right? He could complain about Trubisky, complain about not getting enough footballs. I mean, it's just part of the wide receiver position. He's just been very professional the entire time. Remember, he started with Blake Bortles.
Mm-hmm.
And now and drew Trubisky, through Foles. And so, no, I think it's still a possibility.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie. That's a no shot. Absolutely, he could have a big year. They can clear a little room in the off season, and he's still in his late 20s. What is he, turning 30?
Mm-hmm.
All in. Yes, you could get this guy signed.
JR.
guys. Gerrit Cole had this to say yesterday after he went 8 innings and striking out only 4 in his outing.
It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. I think certainly the intent, I agree with. Uniformity, I agree with. I would encourage the commissioner's office to continue to talk with us, please, because we're the ones that throw the ball. They don't. And we're the experts in this situation, and then we're aligned in terms of intent with the commissioner's office as well.
Shot or no shot, MLB should, quote, talk to the pitchers?
I don't have a problem talking with him, but when he keeps talking, he sounds like a whiny, petulant ass. Like, well, you were okay in Pittsburgh. You were good. Not, oh, my God, good, but you were good. You went down to Houston where I have a funny feeling they've got a lab down there that cooked up whatever you needed to get you and your buddies much higher spin rate. And now, oh, God, they're going to actually crimp my style.
For Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake. So, yeah, he's a whiny ass.
Put that on the poll, please, JR, at Cap J Hood. Have you used the phrase, for Pete's sake, the last 5 years, yes or no? For Pete's sake. Hey, what are you, someone's grandpa? What are you doing
neighbor,
there?
I have a neighbor named Pete. I have used it a couple times, actually.
That's fine. Well, that's, well, you're ancient.
I haven't used it.
You're ancient. Well, I want you to put that and see whether or not people have used for Pete's sake over the last 5 years.
Or Jiminy Christmas.
Oh, that's George. I believe that Major League Baseball, I told you before, Cap, there should be more transparency, right? Mm-hmm. So you like the players saying what they have to say, but I just find it fascinating that Manfred's got nothing to say about this. Nothing to say. I mean, you're the commissioner. If this is Goodell, it's a press conference. There's a lot of stuff on social media based on what the commissioner would say. But Manfred hiding in the shadows with this. Also, just to be fair, Players Association say anything lately?
Haven't heard a word.
Anything? Maybe something I didn't. Maybe I missed it.
Not a peep.
The inner workings of baseball is always fascinating to me.
It is.
They work hand in hand, clearly. They're supposed to be separate entities, but they seem like they work hand in hand. My pitchers are using something, using a substance that they shouldn't. Major League Baseball didn't say anything about it, and the Players Association didn't say anything about it. I find that fascinating. That's mum. Nothing being said.
Nothing.
JR.
Guys, the Hawks came back from 26 down to beat Philly, and the Clippers beat the Jazz without Kawhi. Shot or no shot that you're buying either of these teams making their respective conference final?
Philly or Utah? Well, I still got the ticket on Utah to get to the West.
Are you talking about Philly or Utah, or the two teams that came back?
I was talking about the two teams that came back that are now up 3-2, the Hawks and the Clippers.
Well, the Clippers, no.
No shot because Kawhi has an ACL they're reporting, and if that's knocking him out for the rest of the year, they're done. I cannot win it.
Listen, I give Playoff P credit. I didn't think – first of all, the series is not over. But I give Playoff P credit. Without Kawhi, Paul George came up big. All I've ever asked for Paul George is to be able to play above and beyond his ability because, well, I know he's a terrific player. He led that Clipper team yesterday, so without Kawhi. So get on the road in a hostile environment in Salt Lake. So I give him a lot of credit for that. I don't know if they can win the series. Probably not. Yes, thank you. But I don't see that now. The Philly-Atlanta situation, can Atlanta beat Philadelphia in this series?
Yes.
I think so. But championship material? Atlanta being the top of the
Well, here's East? The thing. If Harden, if the hamstring continues to be a problem, and if Kyrie's out, yes, they can.
Yes, because I don't know what Durant brings. That's tonight, right? Whew, big game. So 48 minutes for Durant. I don't know how much he has. He's going to have to rest here. He can't go back-to-back 48-minute games, right? He can't do that.
Why not?
I'm not even sure Durant was 100% out there, but he gave his all, right? And so Harden's out there for 46 minutes, and I thought more or less he was like a kind of a spy out there, kind of like he's out there, but you don't know exactly what he could do. But we saw he couldn't shoot the basketball because of the hamstring. He was not great defensively, but he's almost like a decoy out there, wasn't he?
What if you were the coach and Durant came to you this morning and said, Coach, I know your game plan. You get me out at the end of the first, and you get me a little rest at the end of the. I'm not coming off the court.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that don't give your all in this series. Give what you can, because we might need you for a game seven. Hey, we might win this thing tonight. I'm going to need you above and beyond just tonight.
Coach, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Well, I was out with an Achilles. I know what it's like to be out. I'm playing all 48.
Yeah, you grab.
And if it goes overtime, I'm in too.
You grab him by the shorts. If you're Steve Nash. He's like, look, this is an important series, but the next series is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
That matters, Cap. It's about communication.
It is.
Now, here, Nash and Durant kept talking after every timeout. Like, you good?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good. Well,
okay.
Let's go.
So, and they won the game, which was amazing.
JR?
One more, guys. Cap, earlier this morning in the IDOT bullpen.
That's right. And driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Mesmerized. Passing the phone around. Look at this, you guys, by the Las Vegas Knights intro versus Montreal. Shot or no shot, they have the best intro in sports.
Shot. It was so amazingly cool that my wife was in the middle of typing a thing up for work. I said, hon, stop. You got to watch this. And I rewound it on the TV, and even she admitted, that's amazingly cool. It's the coolest intro pregame ceremony, whatever, festivity in all of sports. It's not close.
I saw it this morning. I thought that was just tremendous. But you would expect that from Vegas, right?
Yes. It's like a Vegas show.
Yeah. This is why we should have had sports in Vegas a long time ago.
That's a bucket list item. I want to go to a game there.
Yeah.
And if they make the Stanley Cup final, that'd be amazing to watch.
I love that you literally stopped your wife from working to show her that, and you can't understand why she wants you to hand her your phone.
Wow.
All right.
By the way, real quick, just a quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you were in 1994, 27 years ago? That would be 1994?
Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Where were you?
On the air on this station offending soccer fans.
No, you were not. No. No, where were you during the OJ chase?
Oh, I was at a restaurant on Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling with my ex-in-laws, ex-brother-in-laws, ex-wife. And they were all at the table, and I was standing at the bar mesmerized, and then they all came up and joined me. And everyone in the restaurant stopped eating, got up, went to the bar, and we all stood there and watched this insane chase.
Okay, so this is the anniversary of the OJ chase, June 17, 1994?
Correct.
1995.
And on that same day, 94. Arnold Palmer played his final round in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
The Rangers had their parade. Yep.
And the Rockets and the Knicks were playing in the NBA final all on the same day.
I was at Fuddruckers with my sister Aisha in South Holland picking up dinner for the NBA game. It's like, okay, we're going to pick up dinner, going to watch the Rockets and the Knicks. And I sit down and I see a split screen. I go, I don't know what's happening here with this chase, but I'm trying to watch the game here. And Bob Costas, white as a sheet, trying to broadcast this thing. And I said, wait a minute. This seems like this is more important than the game. Now, all of a sudden, the split screen didn't matter. I'm trying to watch the Rockets and the Knicks. I don't know what's going on here. And it got more and more serious as the day went on, like, oh, God.
And then he went, let's go to Tom Brokaw on NBC News. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
I'm looking for the game.
And the game took a back seat.
It certainly did, didn't it?
All right, Bears announced a letter to season ticket holders yesterday, 100% capacity and tailgating for 2021. We might hear from our favorite owner. Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome to Letters with George. George is on vacation. I'm owner Jerry, and Kenny and Rick are our baseball guys. I just want you to know, we get a lot of letters across my desk. They talk about the first place White Sox. Things are going right. I will tell you right now, The fish and the creamy soup go down very smooth, knowing that the Sox are playing well and Tony's at the helm. I feel very good about it. I just want to tell you, I feel really good about what's going on with this White Sox team. Well, we get a lot of letters also that come across my desk asking about the first place White Sox, like this one. I don't fuss with the letter. I don't open up the... It's already open for me right here. I don't deal with the whole envelope thing. It's already here. It says, Dear Jerry, this is from Joe in Des Plaines, Illinois. I am a Cubs fan, and I'd love to be on your bandwagon. You're a first-place team. I love changing the game. I love how this team is coming together. Can I be a White Sox fan, even though I'm a Cub fan as well? Sincerely, Joe from Des Plaines. Dear Joe, one question. How did the Cubs do today? Thanks so much. And George will be back next week. Letters with Jerry. Changed the game. You know, Tony is my guy. I love it.